This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, all, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,254. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. The Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Thank you! I'm the Metro! On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy! Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the most searched recipes by state during the self-isolation. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, phoneable listener emails, and everyone's favorites, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink! Get you drunk. All right, here we go. Sweeney City, determined to discourage a festival gathering, covers an entire park in chicken manure. Turns out the Honda mechanic that was fired over her adult videos, her co-workers were watching them at her workplace. Just to be sure. That's her. Florida man pretends he's taking a crap to elude police. TV anchor busted on camera with woman in his home who wasn't his niece. And a truck hits a bump and spills thousands of medical masks on a California highway. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here is how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel like butter. Woo. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Sean, who ate a handful of dummy bears and found a way to answer 13 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Big contestant, play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like The Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Home shows and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,254. What a large and charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat for sure. As once again, we play the game known as Big Dummy. But before we get to the game known as Big Dummy, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here is the latest. There were more than 1,040,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States as of this morning, according to Johns Hopkins University. U.S. Death toll is almost at 61,000, while over 124,000 people have recovered. Now, worldwide, there have been more than 3.2 million cases and 227,000 deaths, 970,000 recoveries. In the meantime, the nation's top infectious disease expert says he expects the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to quickly approve a new experimental drug that is showing promising signs in treating patients with COVID-19. Anthony Fauci tells NBC's Today Show that he anticipates the go-ahead for the emergency use of remdesivir to happen really quickly. By the way, tonight, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has signed the executive order declaring that that state's shelter-in-place mandate will expire tonight at midnight. Feasibly a bar could open tonight.
Yep.
At midnight. Here at home, there were 15 new coronavirus deaths and 228 new cases overall reported yesterday. That according to the State Department of Health. Overall so far, 801 deaths here at home and 14,070 overall cases have been reported in Washington State. By the way, Seattle's University District and West Seattle Farmers Market there, Wabin, will be open this weekend. Residents are asked to attend only if it's essential grocery shopping. The University District's Farmers Market will open on Saturday, and the West Seattle Farmers Market will open on Sunday. Social distancing guidelines will be in place at each location, and visitors are strongly encouraged to wear face masks. I know the
Ballard, your essential beeswax soap.
The Ballard situation was a little bit hectic. Did you drive by on that? Would you guys take a drive and check any of that out where people are actually in line waiting just to get into?
No, I'm not going to the market. But it's quiet down there otherwise. I'll give people credit on that front. Like on a normal time of day, people are taking the measures
and
necessary.
I don't live in this world where people get up at 5:30 in the morning, whatever time it opens.
We're not old enough.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm sure there are early bird risers that get there early and all that stuff. But
they're called ravers.
Yeah, what I saw, it was not anymore. What I saw, it was.
No, we're talking about people that have slept.
Before
5:30. Yes.
When I went there, it was pretty packed. I mean, it wasn't packed in the market. It was just the line to get in because someone needs to leave before someone could come in.
Sure.
So, you know, you gotta, and who knows how to monitor that based on the fact that people can escape through all kinds of streets, come in different ways, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, it's a plan in progress there. But either way, just so you know, you can get your vegetables and all that stuff there. Okay, on with the show, on with the game known as Big Dummy. Every time we play the game known as Big Dummy, we do a little men's room poll, we spin the wheel. You're either not sober, you're sober. Our biggest dummy, by the way, has been Sean. Took him 14 to get one right. And the last time we did the poll, we asked you, since we're in this lockdown, we're all doing a lot of cooking, what would you like to cook with if you could only cook with one? So your choices were Ted's Crock-Pot, which you've been eating chicken out of for 4 straight days.
I was like, can I change my decision now?
Yeah. You can just make something different in there. Crock-Pots make everything good. You know what I mean?
Well, how much food do you want me to make every week, bro?
Well, you don't have to eat it all at once. You can freeze individual portions of them and then use it later. You know what I mean? You don't have to eat all of the entire chicken.
Just look at Ted's face and see if you feel that your words were.
Do you not have individual Tupperware containers or anything like
look
that?
Look at Ted's face.
Nope, nothing.
No, but why wouldn't you do that? Like, I made a big pot of chili last
food.
Night.
You eat it.
Well, I made a big pot of chili last night. I mean, I froze most of it. I just ate what I
ate. That's chili, dog. I think that's a better plan. You might not want to eat 4 days straight of chili.
That's what I'm saying.
For all of us,
right,
yourself
exactly.
included.
Yeah. Then we had Mike's portable grill, the little grill that you can take with you anywhere. And
I need to buy one, Mike.
I had a grill pan that I've been using a lot during the lockdown. And, of course, Thrill's air fryer, which we know and love.
Not buying that.
So as far as the voting
just
goes,
spite. No, I need crispy wings, friend.
If you follow us, oh man, I thought about wings.
Man, you cut me.
I might still make them in the oven tonight, and I'll put a picture up so you can see. I'll follow us on Twitter, Men's Room Live, and you
hashtag
get the voting
sad wings
on our poll.
Oh. Hashtag sad wings. Are you freaking kidding me?
Gotta get an air fryer, dog.
My wings are so delicious. Oh, they'll be
so good.
Do
you ever cry while you eat a chicken wing?
I'm going to make really good wings tonight.
What's the Judas Priest album? Sad Wings of Destiny.
I'm going to send you pictures.
I want you to listen to Sad Wings of Destiny from Judas Priest and think of mine.
I might even just deep fry them just to piss everybody off. You know what I mean? Like, here you are. Seal it all in. I use the actual real way to do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we get you to vote, and then we tally all the votes up, and here's where we stand on the pick one to cook with thing. Believe it or not, shockingly, the last thing that you wanted to use was my grill pan.
So sad ass wings.
Only 12% of you. I'm not making the wings on the grill pan.
It's a lonely world.
What else do you make in there? I feel like the grill pan's great for steak.
Chicken, fish.
All right.
Pork chops, lamb.
Protein.
Basically, yeah. I mean, you can put asparagus on there, something like that, if you want to grill up vegetables or whatever.
Don't do that.
I wouldn't either. Anything, basically, you can kind of throw on the grill.
You could. I mean, I
could put a corn on there, but it wouldn't be good. Coming in third, Ted's Crock-Pot, 22%. All right.
I mean, I love the thing. I'm just tired of it.
Yep. Mike's Portable Grill came in second place with 24% of the vote. It wasn't even a contest. Thrill's Air Fryer, 42%.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where you want to go.
Eating good in the thrill hood.
Yeah. I believe
Happy Wings.
Yesterday on the program, we've talked about the Crown Royal bag for a number of years. The idea of if you could do like a storage kind of, what is it? What is the show called?
Storage Wars.
Storage Wars, where you bid on a storage
people
spot
that have defaulted on their storage room.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just auction them off.
So sight unseen.
Correct. Right, so you have no idea what's in it. There's also a luggage one, Miles.
All the luggage that gets lost. That's a great idea too. So same thing with the Crown Royal bag. Because we all know, most of you keep something in there that, you know what
that
I mean?
That is not Crown Royal.
It is not a Crown Royal. Matter of fact, you take that bag right off and it never goes back on the bottle again.
And listen,
and we're
D&D
not talking
people,
about you nerds with your dice.
You know what? It's fine. Listen, all the Dungeons & Dragons players are like, and several people let us know. This is where we keep our dice and other things we need for Dungeons & Dragons. You wouldn't be happy with the theft. It's not so much about me being happy with what I got in your Crown Royal, but you still end up losing something that is important to you.
I will say this. My daughter's...
I'm with you. I'm stealing it out of spite.
My daughter's
I know you play D&D. That's why I took it.
My daughter's a D&D player.
Use a six-sided dice like the rest of us.
And she wanted some dice. So I get online to buy her some dice.
Did you know what kind of dice to buy?
Dungeons & Dragons, yeah. I mean, for the game that she has. But there's so many different types of these things, different designs. It's pretty impressive. The dice that I got her were somewhat expensive, but they can get really, really pricey. But when I got
her... How many sides were the dice that you got her?
It depends on which dice.
That's what I mean, because some of them I've seen up to like 16 sides, I think.
Well, there's like 7-8 of them there. So like they're all different.
Okay.
I mean, they're not unified. But, you know, people use those and put them in their Crown Royal bags. But I get it. But some of those sets were up to $200.
Jeez.
And when I saw the dice that I got her, I was like, these are cool. I mean, these are really, like, I was picking, like, wow, man, that's...
See, here's a clue that I'm learning from your kids, all right? Because your kids are older than mine, but they still play mind games with you. So you realize, like, as a parent, if my kid, who's an adult now, said, oh, buy me dice, I'd be like, that's the cheapest-ass gift. And then you realize why they asked you to buy these dice as a gift, because these dice cost more than any dice you would ever buy for yourself.
But we did hear from some role players out
playing
there.
It on cardboard.
Put all my dice in my Crown Royal bag. Okay, that's fair, but other people hide stuff in there. Not hide stuff in there, but they keep things in there of value.
But your dice are... Think about it. All the Dungeons & Dragons people telling us this. You're telling us about the dice you just bought. So... if the dice you're buying costs that much, we're still getting a really good value.
And you don't want to lose one.
And that's the point of the Crown Royal bag. Whatever is in there is of some value.
To you.
Right.
Yeah, whatever it is. Maybe it could be your grandmother's piece of jewelry. Whatever the deal is, it's in the Crown Royal bag, and you keep it in the Crown Royal bag. We know for years that drugs were pretty much the one thing that was always...
I mean, that's what's in my Crown Royal
bag. Or, like, you know, things that were associated with drugs, like pipe cleaners and different things. And, you know what I'm talking about. Either way, so we ask today where you hide certain things. Now, or whether you not necessarily are hiding things, but you're keeping them out of plain sight. Because as we brought up the story about underwear yesterday, as we were talking about the question dealing with underwear, we know for a fact that there was a politician in Michigan who went to the state capitol with an AR-15, took pictures of it, put it up on Facebook. He had a couple guns in his home. They broke into his house, stole his guns when they realized what he had in his house. His guns were in his underwear drawer. Now, The underwear drawer is a peculiar place depending on what you want to put in there. And what you're keeping in there is something that typically you don't want to be visible on top or out in the open, right?
Money, jewelry, sex toys,
lube,
guns.
Right. And that's a place where people hide things. So far we've got your underwear drawer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a place where people put things. We have a Crown Royal bag.
Yeah.
Which is another place people put things. Guys in particular. If there is a garage or a shed, okay, that is also an opportune place to keep something that you would rather others not see. And then I think I'd like to call this the wife special, just based on a relationship I've had, the trunk, where anything that was bought right. was kept in the trunk, and then it was eased into the lifestyle. Blending in without anyone knowing.
It avoids a lie because you look and you say,
purchased.
Is that new? And they say, no, I've had this for months.
For a while.
They have told you the truth. They have, in fact, owned this garment that you've never seen. But again, as a guy, I'm not 100% certain of anything I've seen. They say, no, I've had this for months. And they're not lying. Right. Yes, they've had it for months. Now, they've never worn it, and it has, in fact, been hidden behind something in the trunk.
I also remember this one. I wasn't sure if I was going to return it or not.
Right.
So I just kept it in there. Like, I'm going to buy something and pawn and sit on it for a while. Like, maybe I don't need those pants. Like, you know, like, well, you bought them and you walked out, right? So they're in the trunk. So our hiding places today, where our men's room poll stands, is we're going to ask you where your things are hidden. Is it in your underwear drawer, your Crown Royal bag, a garage or a shed, or your trunk? That is our men's room poll, and you can get to voting now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. All right, let's get this going. The game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Miles, you were talking about the dice game that's going on out there, right? Your daughter, she plays D&D.
Cool they
needed some, but you also said, man, they cost more, you know, than I expected them to cost. Well, the dice people, they are out there. First of all, there is a 100-sided die, which is ridiculous. They say for D&D, you use 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and 20-sided dice. Come on. Someone else, let's see, what was it? Dude has a $200 triple anodized CNC machined dice set.
Yeah, like these dice are kick-ass. You know what I mean? Like, there's all kinds of different ones, man, but they're pretty badass, especially when you have them in your hand. You're like, you know what, man, I could probably get in this game.
But I wish it was a better game.
It takes a long time.
Right, that's the problem.
It takes a long time.
The dice are cooler than the game.
I mean, it takes a day to establish a character.
It's got a sense of humor.
Right.
Jeez. I mean, come on. Put it on the 6 and the 8. Let's shoot some real dice.
There you go.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-ONA.
Hello, Manuel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. Oh, by the way, Miles, we got confirmation. Someone says, I have a sex toy in my Crown Royal bag.
Oh, nice. Manuel, are you sober or not sober?
Sober right now, but we'll be working on it later. I got the little butthead with me right now. Say hi.
All right, that's all right. Hello, butthead. How old's butthead?
Yeah, my little butthead.
How old?
She's 7.
7-year-old butthead. That's very nice. All right, our men's room poll. Where do you keep it hidden there, Dad? Underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, garage or shed, or your trunk?
Oh, geez. If I'm really trying to hide something, I guess the trunk.
Okay, what's in your trunk? Do you mind telling us?
Oh, no, nah, just a bunch of randos. Maybe some coin collection I have in there.
Okay, all right. Well, there's where you hide it. In the trunk. Very good. Okay.
All right, this woman says, I hide things in my tampon box. That's a guarantee. No dude's ever going to find it.
No.
It'll never happen.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
And really, I wouldn't even care if I saw you putting something in there. I just look at a tampon box. I'm like, we don't need to interact. All right, here is your question. What city is home for TV's Golden Girls?
Oh, dang it. Jeez. If I had to give a guess just by one of the characters, it's got to be somewhere in the east side. I'm going to toss it somewhere around New York. Rochester? I don't know.
How'd I guess? I'll guess Florida.
Rochester, New York.
I'll guess Florida because they're older. I'll say Tampa.
It is Florida.
Fort Lauderdale.
Miami.
Oh, damn it. We didn't take the obvious one.
But when you think old people, you don't think Miami, right?
That's why I went Fort Lauderdale.
All right, your question. How many miles is it from the Earth to the Sun?
Oh, that was an easy one. Nice talking to you guys, by the way. It was my first week on furlough, so you guys have a good one. It's 93 million miles.
Oh, man.
Well done.
Very good.
I mean, I like the guy, but he was so confident. I was like, oh, please get this wrong.
I know.
Sorry, guys. I'm off.
I'm out of here. Been a great talk.
With my little dumpster, whatever you call her.
Dumpster. Well, it's like my little dumpster. Jesus. What do you call your daughter? Dumpster.
Dumpster. Hey, bring me a beer.
Big Dummy is the game. 844-999-OLA.
It's training, Miles. Training.
Training.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Hola. James, you sober or not sober?
I am sober. I'm at work.
What are you doing at work, James?
I'm stocking beer in the grocery store.
Oh, God bless you.
Attaboy. Thank you.
God bless
you.
Oh, you are the man. All right, James, men's room poll. Where do you keep it hidden? Your underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, garage, or your trunk?
It's stick in the garage.
Garage. Okay.
All right, here's your question. This is for you, Ted. Name any member of Hootie and the Blowfish not named Darius Rucker. Any one of them. Name any member of Hootie and the Blowfish whose name is not Darius Rucker.
Next question.
Wait, hold on. It's,
I can see him. He's got long blonde hair.
Yeah, it's my buddy's old roommate in college in South Carolina.
Yeah, what's his name?
He's the goalie.
What's his name?
Showing? Oh, God. Jimmy.
You're close.
Jimmy Showing?
No.
Oh.
You got Jim.
Jim Schofield?
Close. It's Jim Sonnefeld.
Sonnefeld. That's it.
That's one guy.
Okay.
There is Dean Felber. And Mark Bryan. Again, members of Hootie and the Blowfish, not named Darius Rucker.
I want to say, too, that
Jim Sonnefeld, Dean Felber, and Mark Bryan.
Look, in our defense, most people don't even know Darius Rucker was lead singer until he went out on his own.
Yeah, but you love Hootie and the Blowfish.
I do.
You do realize they all got back together before all this went down. They were going to do that album in its entirety and everything else.
That would have been Darius Rucker, Jim Sonnefeld, Dean Felber, and Mark Bryan were getting back together.
Miles, not only did I knew they were getting back together, I was toying with the idea of going to Southern California to see them. They weren't coming to the Northwest.
Oh, you're going to take a road trip to go down and see Hootie?
I was thinking about it.
You could have seen them with the Dodgers game. All right, your question.
Yeah.
How long does it take for light from the sun to reach the Earth?
So it's 83 million miles?
93 million.
93 million miles.
Mm-hmm.
And how long does it take from the moment it emits to the moment it hits?
Yeah.
My math is bad. I don't remember the speed of light.
Well, the speed of light would be, I think it's like 193,000 miles a second, if that helps.
Is it a matter of minutes?
8 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, James, hang on the line for us, man.
He's talking that beer. James, we'll get right back to you. More Big Dummy on the way. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
James, Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. If you'd like to be a contestant, we've got James still on the line there. James is playing for Team Sober, working on question number 3.
James, by the way, I can't explain this, but a comment popped up that says, quote, love you, James.
Okay.
Do you have a girlfriend, James?
I have a wife.
Oh, it might be her.
Nah, probably not her.
Let's hope it's her. Let's hope it is.
It says, no, you said you have a wife. Again, it says love you, James, so probably not her. All right, here is your question. Who was the captain of the Nautilus in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
I should know this, too.
You should.
You should.
Was it a name of a popular Disney movie?
Yes, very much. We talked about this particular movie last week, as you guys discovered a small connection between that movie and a movie previous to it. Why the name of a character was a certain...
Pretty popular Disney flick within the last decade or so, James. Probably longer than that.
I've seen
15,
it a thousand 15 times,
years old, maybe?
And I don't hate it. That says something.
Well, that cuts out Frozen.
No, it is not Frozen.
Frozen,
I hate. Let's make no mistake about this.
I don't know.
Nemo. Captain Nemo.
Who was named Sid?
All I could think was Ahab was stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Sid. What was Ahab? That was Moby Dick.
Yeah. Yeah. Nemo also, is 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Bruce, the name of the shark, is the name of the shark from the original Jaws movie. Everything in it basically was a tribute.
And Nemo's, Captain Nemo?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Nemo.
Wait a minute. Now, Ahab. Captain Ahab.
Captain Ahab, Moby Dick. Captain Nemo, 20,000 Leagues Under
Captain,
the Sea.
Or Ahab's also the name of the fast food joint in Clockers.
Oh, damn. All right. Ted bringing the movie knowledge.
I was like, why do I know that?
Speaking of movies, in the movies, who is the character Max Rockatansky better known as? Max Rockatansky.
Is he upset?
Yeah, he's pretty pissed off most of the time. One of my favorite movie franchises, personally.
His name is Max, and he's upset.
Yeah.
He's not happy.
Does that help? Is that a hint?
Oh, sad Max.
I was like, wait a minute, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. If you had said Sad Max,
sad
I would have thought. Sad Max.
Oh, no, it's Thunderdome again.
I hate Thunderdome.
That would really changed the movie, wouldn't it?
That would have been so much different.
Gibson crying all the time.
They keep denting my car.
Really having a tough time struggling.
Why do they keep chasing me through the wasteland?
Lost his job going through a divorce, Sad Max.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the game.
I really want to see that.
Wife leaves him for a younger guy, better looking, makes more money, loses his job the next day, kids hate him now.
His mask isn't even the appropriate one to wear these days.
Sad Max. Right. Has to drive around in the desert in a 50cc scooter. Someone stole his motorcycle.
Sad Max.
Sad Max.
Oh, that would suck.
Hello, Stephen.
The Thunderdome.
Hello, Stephen. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hey, Stephen, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober as usual.
All right, Stephen, welcome to the show. Okay, Stephen, our men's room poll, quite simply, where is it hidden? Where do you hide it? Is it in your underwear drawer, a Crown Royal bag, your garage, or in a trunk?
In the garage.
Do you mind sharing what's in the garage there?
Books I've never read and concert tickets.
Books I've never read.
All right.
I'll just put them out in the living room to look smart if the in-laws come over, you know.
That's not a bad point. A lot of people are doing that now with their video conferencing. They want to make it look like they've got some intelligence in their life.
Describe like the smart books,
yeah,
put them behind them.
Put them the ones that you need to see, not the other ones.
You know what I'm going to do?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to like buy an Oscar on eBay and just put it up behind me. I want an Oscar. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
You don't put all the books up there. I mean, we all got, you know, some dumb books.
Right. I was going to get a poster of books.
You should get a poster of books.
You know what you should do? You should get a collection of books, but they're all the so-and-so for dummies.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of books. Yeah. Like, well, I don't really know anything. But
like a poster of a fireplace.
Dude, I crossed the line. I was going to talk about this TV time, but now I'm just watching fires and rivers on TV, on YouTube.
Jesus Christ, Ed.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Fire's warm, the beer's cold. Don't come by.
Living the dream. All right, here is your question. The Nile River eventually splits into two rivers. One of those is the Blue Nile. The other is what color Nile? White, black, red, or green?
I'm going to go white.
Oh, the White Nile.
It splits what? Wow. The delta when it gets to the Mediterranean at the top, I guess?
I'm guessing that's what it is. But yeah, one becomes the Blue Nile, which I've heard. The other is the white.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.